This is Jason Nemro, and you are listening to Cohen Neanderer. I don't know if this is going to be the last. I don't know. I've got a system set up where it makes it easy to switch between different encodings. I had thought that I had settled upon a good encoding that was at least intelligible, but really compact. And I've done that, but, it ended up that it couldn't be used by Internet Archive very readily. A lot of built-in things couldn't really touch it. So, I was kind of upset because I thought I had found the ultimate answer where I could do all recordings that way and it wouldn't work out. Well, I've decided that I can do separate sorts of recordings and, I can just use different settings for it. So this one uses Ogg Vorbis and, a little higher bandwidth. So hopefully the sound will be better. But also it'll cut off a lot of background noise, and when I stop to think, it'll stop too and wait for me to start talking again, and I hope that's not too annoying, given the circumstances. It's the day before Thanksgiving 2024, and I got up, I woke up this morning, so ungodly hour, like 3 in the morning as usual, and I was thinking about, the wind was blowing really hard outside, and I said, ooh, I'm glad I'm inside, I'm glad, you know, like, even with my boat, there would be a lot of rocking and rolling in windy weather. Off the crash site, the wind would come howling through there 70, 80 miles an hour, and that poor boat would just be a rocking. And luckily it never turned over anything crazy like that so that I would be in a world of hurts. But, It made me say how grateful I was for this little house that I had in Tucumcari. Now I've been concerned, and I'm sure it could be said overly concerned about the future. And being tied to intrinsically with public utilities and such as that. A lot of people are leaving the United States because they feel like the United States is just, a little too, what's a good term for it? Smothering. A little too smothering. Not as much as those European countries are. They're very smothering. You get caught in that business and I hope you really like the way they do things, because you're going to have to do things that way too, whether you really like it or not. And yeah, are they going to take the majority of your money? Yes, they will. Will they give you in return? A lot of services. You know, a lot of things get just paid for over there. And, but anyway, I understand leanings toward a particular country or toward a particular culture, and how some cultures really fit some people better, even if they weren't born in them, and you go into them. So I do understand a lot of people that choose to go to inexpensive places to retire, so they can retire more comfortably. Heck, in a lot of countries, you can retire to a place and even off of what would be considered in the United States a very modest or almost non-existent income, you can pay to have someone cook for you, clean your house for you, basically kind of be your servant, and it costs you, you know, it's not even that big of an expense. It's a big deal for them, but yeah. And that your retirement can be a whole bunch of somebody else doing most of the day-to-day labor that you don't want to have to mess with. In American culture, that's kind of considered an elitist thing to do. Most Americans don't have household, quote, servants. Except for very, very posh elite folk. But anyway, so you can do that stuff too. So I understand when people want to move for those reasons. Me, I want to move because I've had an interesting run of neighbors. I'm kind of asocial. I don't need people around to feel okay. Being in a town next door to people, there's always the issues of fences and people wanting to do what they want to do on their property and not really being too considerate of you on your property or whatever. I don't know. But I've always wanted to live kind of out of town. And with enough land around me that I could keep kind of the neighbors at bay. And people out in the country are typically the same way. They just really don't want people getting into their affairs particularly. If you need help, let them know, and they're most likely to be really helpful to you and really nice. It says, but, you know, for the most part, you know, it's wanting to be left alone and stuff like that. And I'm kind of a, you know, I don't think I've ever been what I really wanted to be because I felt so constrained being in town that it wouldn't be acceptable. As I get older, I get better at just saying, you know what, piss on them. You know, I'm not changing their life. I'm not trying to take away their joy, but they're doing a fine job of trying to take away mine. You know, if they have barky, nasty dogs and you say something to them, they get pissed. Because it's like, excuse me, they're my dogs, they're my yard, they can do it, you know, they can, I'll let them make noise however they want. And it's like, but your noise carries. That's rude. Anyway. But, you know, after a while, dogs settle down, and so these things don't get to be that big of a deal. Regardless, but to be honest, all the land's already bought up. If people aren't really keen to sell, can I be honest? Because there's really no downside to just hanging on to that land forever. The property taxes are nil, nil to nothing. I've noticed that as I look around at a distance properties. So, I think I've gotten kind of the impression that I'm maybe not as grateful for my circumstances as I should be. That doesn't mean that I don't change them when the moment arrives. Like, there's a very good chance that if my wife dies before I do, that I might do something that I could never talk her into. And I didn't ever want to talk her into something. I wanted her to have the things that she wanted. I was willing to sacrifice for her. Do I get a little resentful sometimes because I feel like I'm sacrificing too much? Yeah. And I have to come back and apologize to her often when I do things like that. But yeah. To look around at potential properties that I might buy to just get away, escape. So, I still look around. I poke around occasionally. And this is the time of life I really need to do that, because it's going to cost some money to accomplish such a thing. And one really wants to make that happen while they still have the resources to actually do it. Oh, anyway, I was trying to be more grateful for the house that I have now, because it really does serve a wonderful purpose. And I know it's like, man, most of these Cohen Meander recordings, they just sound like a huge litany of gratitude. You go, well, you gotta have it. God presented us with all these things. This whole world is, I don't know if I call it a gift from God, because he's only loaning it to us. Can I be honest? I don't even know if we're really renting particularly. He may look at tithing as rent for living on his world. This is one of his. It's not ours to do with as we wish. Oh. And I'm just the kind of guy who says, you know what? I would just as soon create a situation that fits me better. The only problem is I've certainly figured out that Lisa and I do not have the same needs. Lisa has, I don't like to say many more needs than I do, but they're certainly different. But anyway, I might ultimately go further afield. I don't know exactly how it would go in Texas. I really like the whole permaculture idea of building on skids and making everything temporary. That way when people come out and they say, well, you've done this, you've done that. I don't like very very settled places. I don't like a lot of civilization. I'm perfectly happy being far enough out, praying a lot to get rain, stuff like that. Now, I don't know if I can go to a desert and pull off that stunt, but maybe I could. Regardless, it probably wouldn't be bad for me to go ahead and just say, you know what, I'm thinking of just buying some land under different circumstances. My little crash site, my little acre there, too many people coming in and then getting really snotty about stuff. And that's the biggest thing, is you do not want to have your neighbors that close. You know, don't want your neighbor anywhere near you. So that when you do stuff, they don't know you did it. And you think like that. So I continue to kind of poke around, to see what kind of possibilities that there are. You know, I should look over in Texas, north of Glen Rio. Now, that would be interesting because you don't have to have everything on skids. You can just build stuff however you want to. I think so. And I do need to think about that a little bit. Get a little bit further afield. That'd be an interesting idea. So, I still want to be on quasi-unsettled land. I appreciate New Mexico that way because it was really broken out along, you know, my part of New Mexico was really settled very, very late. And it's never been anything more than, oh, there's some farming going on, but by and large, unspoiled, relatively untouched, farmland, you know? I hear the property taxes there can be quite high. And that's where they make up for, like, not having a state income tax and several other things. I guess they finished doing the patchwork they were doing. It was needed, I gotta tell you. I tend to look around on my drive. I have a drive that I take every day to work. And, I go through. I go, you know, I really enjoy the Caprock land, that break land. And, I think it's really getting bad because I think people are starting to get wise to hunting land and that it's very valuable that people who like to hunt I was hoping this was an actual road back there, but I don't see a road. It goes back to a nice copse of trees back there, but I don't think there is a way to get there from here. Maybe there's a way to get there from over here yonder. There's a road. Hopefully there's a road coming up, and I'll take this road, and we'll just see where it leads us. Nope. No road. The road going to the south, but not to the north. It's got a gate on it. And by and large, I tend to honor gates so that I don't create problems. Anyway, alright, so, gratitude for what we have, even though we might want something more, or, you know, I don't know if I want anything more, but I probably want something different. There's something great to be said for being in a town, but there is a lot of paying, if you want anything, you have to pay money for it. Everything costs money. And it's like, can you find a way to do something that doesn't cost all that much, you know, that doesn't require that much money? But I didn't want to talk about that. I want to talk more about gratitude for what one has. But knowing that, if you merit it, good things, better things are to come. And people get weird about, well, what does that merit? Do you have a lot of money? You know, what's a good way to say it? Do you, how far does that thing go? Is that an actual road that goes somewhere? Or is that kind of somebody's yard? You know, I really don't like invading people's spaces very much. Ooh, that looks cool. I think there's a lot of stuff down there. It's a road? Nope, that's a gate. gosh golly, there are no roads going north, particularly to the edge of the Cap Rock. Anyway, you look around, you see, and you try to figure it out. Here's my turnoff to go further down, but there's a road here. Wonder how far it goes. I seem to recall I've been down this road, but we're going to go ahead and give it a go. This is Quay Road AJ. If it's a Quay Road, it's a public road. So we're going to go down this way, and then we'll get back to the highway going to work. I'm not in a big rush to get to work. But it sure looks like the road ends pretty quickly. It's always amazing how you have equipment out here and they just leave it out. To a certain extent, I guess that's just the way it is, but wow. These guys have a nice solar panel. I don't know if those are solar panels or if it's solar hot water heating. It's hard to say which sometimes. Yeah. This is a road that... This turns into Quay Road 40. And I'm not really interested in going in that direction particularly, so I need to turn around here. So, I'm going to turn around up here. Alright. Some cows. You got to have some cows to make some money. Cows are wonderful in that they make money pretty quickly. Whoops. They still got to take care of them. You know, it's not just like you can leave them out and do nothing. Although, some people will do a little bit of that. When you make a big investment in cattle, that becomes a big deal. I think that's either hot water or hot air. Those aren't solar panels. All right, so now I'm going back the way I went. There's nothing to see out here. I've already gone down these roads once or twice, cataloged them in my Wilfornia section of the website. If you go to quix.us, quix.us, and you go and you click on the link for Wilfornia, you will get to, a lot of these things are cataloged. You can go and you can look on the catalog for, Quay Road 40. And I've been down the length of Quay Road 40, not a lot out there. There's an old cemetery out here, plain cemetery, and there was some new burials there, you know. And you go, oh, these are cemeteries that are still used. You go, yeah, they are. And anyway, whoa, woohoo. Okay, we're gonna go on to work anyway. I've never really tried to see if there was any alternate roads a little bit further down to get to the airbase from here. It was always just obvious to go ahead and take the main road between Melrose and Tucumcari and Raglan, really. And figure that out. It really becomes, you know, I've tried contacting property owners, and you gotta know that unless a property owner is trying to sell property, they're usually not interested or not really interested. Like, you know, I was gonna buy one from this fella, I forget his name, Haynes, and his parents owned the Raglan store back in the day. He lives nowhere near here anymore, but he's still got childhood memories of it. So he said, no, I'm not selling that. That's my parents' land and I don't want to sell it. And it's really sad because when it finally falls to somebody, he's 85 now, I feel like that when it falls to somebody else, they're going to have no ties to it at all, but they're not going to know that they can just sell it. So I may have to be looking further afield to places where it's like, yeah, I've got 20 acres and I want to sell it for such and such $1,000 and, you know, there's nothing out there. And you take a look at it, and it's a little bit interesting. It's going to have some contours to it. I liked this land because it looked down into the Quay Valley, which my wife really likes. But the problem is, Lisa's not going to do any such thing. Unless it's got a beautiful, rambling ranch house on it with all the amenities. And it's like, well, says I'm not interested in that, so... I might just need to look further afield altogether. And see what I can find way out there. I've kind of settled on parking my boat out there, putting something kind of yurty on it, putting up like a yurt. And, something like that. I'm not unneighborly. I just don't have any interest in neighbors because neighbors are more of a pain for me than anything else. Oh, anyway. I just have to see about possibilities, things like that. I remember, Santa Teresa. It's called, oh, come on. What's it called now? It's not Garita. Well, I wouldn't mind getting a little place out of Garita. There are some inexpensive places out on Magnolia Road. Maybe I should just buy my 5 acres on Magnolia Road and I don't think they have any HOAs out there. That's a good idea. The prices on those are really quite acceptable. Kind of low. But that's okay. And they go, there's no water there. And you go, that's fine. This is, I'm a water catchment guy. And I pray a lot. I don't need electricity. I'll come packing my own electricity. It'd be me and Matt probably at that point. Unless Matt just says, Dad, I don't want to live with you anymore. And it's like, well, who are you going to get to live with, you know? Totally up to you. Totally up to you. And then you can drive into, oh, various places. Oh. That's what I should do while I have the money to do it, is get one of those 5 or 10 acres out of Garita and actually set up my property there. You know, I can go park my thing out there. Yeah. Silly Jason. You can make that happen. The great part is it's not even an hour away from where I live now. That's what I should do. Silly, 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 silly me. Because I like that area. It's got all the cool stuff. It's scenic. I like it. And the tax are going to be next to nothing. It being New Mexico. I like it. That's a great idea. So, I should look at one of those places. I should stop poking around in places where nobody's thought of this kind of stuff and do it in some place where they thought of it a long time ago. They made the money they were going to make, and it's all over. In fact, it's tempting. Let me go get on the website now that I've changed my thoughts about it. You know, $10,000 is nothing to me now. Back in the old days, $10,000 was a huge amount of money, and you just went, I'm just not interested in paying that much, you know, or I didn't have it. Now that I've kind of got it, it's like, well, why don't you use it, man? All right, if this makes sense. I already replied to that. Okay. One, 1881.com, I believe, used to be what the thing was called. There it is. Land resellers. State, county, and area. Da, 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 da. Where's the New Mexico stuff? He used to have New Mexico stuff. Did he finally divest himself of it? Nope, there it is. New Mexico, Conscious Lake area, San Miguel County. Large scenic parcels just off of Highway 104. Yep. Let's take a look at what that's got. 45 miles northwest of Tucumcari, 12 miles west of Lake Conscious, 60 miles southeast of Las Vegas. I'm trying to remember if this kind of stuff was in the Tucumcari ward or not. And I don't remember. Pretty remote area, but with easy access off of Highway 104. Buttes and mesas, some wildlife, very few people. You got it. Secluded but not isolated. Garita Creek runs through this area. Let's see what's left here. Oh. For a block this much, 14,000. All three for 3,500, huh? I should talk to them, see if I can talk them down a little bit. Power and phone, huh? That's why they cost so much. Back to Garita Creek. Main road frontage. 6 acres. Oh, there's several of them back to back. I might want 12 acres and say, I would like to get 12 acres but only pay that much for it. That would make it more worthwhile to me. This is in Unit 4A. Unit 2 is closest to the highway, but nothing for sale in Unit 2. Right off the right side of the map. Creaky crossing. Somewhat rocky. Walk it before you cross it. Made it in a rental car. Distance might have changed. Cross the creek. About 100 yards. You come back onto the main road. Okay. Please wash out place of road. Don't spill. End up at a 12-foot ravine. Road is washed out. Seems like you're almost on top of it. Walking this road would be best. Unit 4A. I should take a look while I'm out here. Poke around a little bit. See what I see. See how I feel. Regardless. Have I driven too far already? I haven't been paying attention. I've been more doing reading. Oh, here's some more. Those are souls. Okay. That's pretty good. I'm sorry, and this just reading this stupid stuff is really unthinking for you guys. Yeah, I've gone too far. This is already the road going out to house. So I'm going to end up in Melrose and go in that way. So there is that, my dear friends. Da, 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 da. Anyway, yeah. You have to find places that people are willing to sell. And you got to know that some of those places aren't so good. And it's like, well, this is, I'm not going to. These guys will usually deal on almost all these places. Because, you know, it doesn't cost them much to sit on it, but at some point they would like to make some money. And so, I wouldn't mind getting, this one looks like you could do two of them together or three of them together. And really be able to, you know, have a good chunk of land. Oh, there's an idea. Really wanted to make that stuff happen. And they really go down and see. You say there's a big washout. You go, yeah, big washout. That's great. The land behind it, I'm not going to pay that much because the access to it's terrible. Except if you go the other way. And that's the tempting part, is why don't you just go the other way. So maybe I will take a look at that after I get done kind of taking a look at this situation out here. Maybe along the way you'll find some things. Somebody will have put up a sign and said, I'm wanting to sell this place. And you know, you can get some information off of that. These aren't the only people that deal with this area either. There's, you know, there have been places that have been sold off for a while out there. And, get yourself a little place. Cause I don't need a big place. I am not like, I'm not wanting to become a rancher. Oh, anyway. A nice shirt out there. But then I would actually have the property. That's the biggest thing. And enough space around you that you just go, I just don't have to worry about people making my life miserable. To be honest. But we'll just have to see what we can see. Good idea, Jason. Why are you trying to find stuff in this territory when you know nobody wants to sell to you? It might be just a little too close to civilization anyway. I would rather have a whole bunch of just land that people just said, you know what? I got rid of it. You know, I divvied it up into little pieces and there's nobody out there but a bunch of wild people that just don't want to have anything to do with other people. And you go, yeah, that's me. Okay. We're almost to, yeah, I can see the Melrose Water Tower pretty clearly. So we're almost to Melrose here. Gratitude for what you have. I gotta get my GPS going here. Let's take care of this one thing. I really need to get Cippernet worked out. At work. Well, hopefully it's been helpful to have me cut off during silent periods. I go silent a lot. That's why I really like this recording setup, is that it kind of gets rid of those silent places. And so I don't have much else to talk about. This has been Jason Nemro. You know what? I haven't given you the priestly blessing of my fathers. So let me leave that with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. Oh wait, I botched it. I haven't done it in so long, I'm bad at it. The Lord bless you and keep you. Smile upon you and be gracious unto you. And raise his countenance towards you and give you peace.